Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and in this podcast, we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a biblical worldview. And today, we want to talk about a couple of issues, maybe even three, that have surfaced recently in the culture. The first is the No Kings rallies across the country, the so-called nonviolent, peaceful, carnival-like celebrations that are being staged around the U.S. to try to rehabilitate the image of the American left, and particularly the Democratic Party, from being perceived as the party of violence and extremism. Because that's what they are, and anyone who attended these rallies and supported them has given material support to those who advocate violence by their mere presence at these rallies. The news media has portrayed them as, again, as I mentioned earlier, carnival-like, patriotic, good family-oriented parades and get-togethers of days gone by, but that's simply not the case. And quite frankly, and not to be harsh, if you have an ounce of discernment or common sense, you can just go on X or Blue Sky and look at the video clips they've taken of themselves, of the awful things they advocate outwardly at these parades. There are videos of children stabbing piñatas, where these children are stabbing Donald Trump in effigy, 8 and 9 year old children, and their parents are watching and high-fiving them. I know, what could be more wholesome than a family getting together and having their small child stab the President of the United States in effigy? That's good old constitutional weekend Memorial Day parade values, right? And what about adult parade attendees? What good, wholesome, family-oriented things do they have to say about their country and the President of the United States and his children and his wife and what should be done to them? Here's a small sample, and I don't need to give you a ton. You can go on X or Blue Sky, or you can Google it yourself or go on YouTube and see all these horrendous examples yourself.
Tyler Trump get guillotined or Luigi Mangione?
Guillotine.
The hair.
We want to watch it just go chop and then the blood to go spurt and the head to fall and roll.
Oh.
I would have been happy if just the shooter would have just been over by 1 inch. That would have been...
Donald Trump has got to go!
Guillotine or water?
Guillotine.
Will he shave his head first?
No, I want to see the hair roll.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right, who else could we throw up there? Stephen Miller?
Of course. Vance, his wife, Melania, Barron, all the...
Guillotine them all, baby.
All of them.
Guillotine the kids for sure.
Mitch McConnell too. All the kids. Ivanka first.
That just sounds like good, wholesome fun, doesn't it? Something you do want to do every day at a summertime or fall picnic, like the No Kings rallies. But the No Kings rallies are really something interesting because often people project on others what they themselves have done or would do. And let's take a step back in time to the previous 4 years before this president took office. Because no kings means no kings, right? We had no kings, supposedly, during the Biden administration, but we had lockdowns. We were forced to wear masks. You could be fired for not abiding by mask mandates in certain situations. You'd be fired from your job. You couldn't go outside. You couldn't have a religious exemption or a conscience exemption. And your children, to enter school, had to be vaccinated with a truly untested vaccine. But no kings, right? No kings, but we were shutting businesses down without due process. No kings, but you could not worship the real king on Sunday. But you could go to your cannabis shop or liquor store. No kings, but there were hotlines open so you could spy on your neighbor and turn your neighbor in. We saw that right here in San Jose with Mayor Sam Liccardo and the chief of police giving numbers so you could turn in your friends. Of course, Sam Liccardo was turned in by his neighbors because he violated his own policy, and they turned him into the tip line. Like Gavin Newsom dining with healthcare officials in the French Laundry restaurant, here he was violating his own decrees. Decrees for thee, but not for me. No kings. Even in little things like forgiving student loan debt, which was unconstitutional, and the president, who thought himself to be a king, Joe Biden, tried to pardon or forgive those debts anyway after the Supreme Court had ruled it unconstitutional. No kings. The funny things about kings and dictators is they can't afford to retire because their crimes will find them out. So what did King Joe Biden do? What did the left do? They pardoned almost all the Democratic officials involved in any kind of illegal conduct. Joe Biden pardoning people back to his vice presidency and pardoning his family and business associates to avoid jail and prosecution and claiming that he was protecting them from Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the king everybody talks about. Notice how he has obeyed every court order. He has sought relief from injunctions and temporary restraining orders and sought legal injunctive relief through the court system. And he's won a few and lost a few, but he has abided by the law. No kings. He's not a king. He's a duly elected president who won the popular vote and the electoral vote. And he has a mandate to do certain things, and he's doing them. Again, you talk about kings. Remember that crazed speech that President Joe Biden gave with the red background in the dark, sort of, with a soldier standing behind him as he threatened his enemies? No kings? Why is it that it's okay for one side to have kings and to violate the laws of the land and to violate our rights, and then they are afraid that they're going to receive treatment in kind when in fact they don't? So how should we be responding to all this? Well, ignore the no kings rallies, because if they can't rally more than 7 million people when 75 million people voted for Kamala Harris, they're really not doing that great, and it really shows that they're just feckless. But that's what the left is when it's cast out into the light and people see its ugliness. So what do you do here and now, Christian? Let me point you to 1 Timothy 2. First of all, then I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, for all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. Pray for the president, pray for his cabinet, pray for those who govern us, pray for those who are enforcing the law, law enforcement, immigration, ICE. All these people are enforcing the law. They're not breaking the law, as is mischaracterized by those who advocate violence on the left and use violent inciting language. Pray for those who go to these No Kings rallies. They're misguided. I've even seen people who are in Christian service there aligning themselves with this crowd, and by their presence giving assistance and encouragement to this mob. Pray that all would get their priorities straight. Pray that Jesus would come quickly. Let's shift gears now to another topic that is plaguing the so-called progressive left and causing them great consternation and hysteria. And they can't blame Donald Trump for this one. In fact, they can only blame themselves, and we should be grateful to the American left for unmasking themselves during COVID and all the abuses of authority and government and totalitarianism. Because in the universe, every action has a reaction, every push has a pushback, and we're seeing one now in the area of trans children and trans-identifying people. What's happening? They're sobering up. They're coming to their senses. At least some are. Let me share with you the results of a recent study that has been published. It seems that pronoun badges and rainbow lanyards and things like that are starting to clutter the trash bins of campus gift shops and dormitories. Data suggests that Americans are quietly sobering up and departing from the transgender trend. The Center for Heterodox Social Science has released a new report and studied the decline entitled The Decline of Trans and Queer Identity Among Young Americans. Drawing on surveys of more than 60,000 U.S. undergraduates, the report seems to indicate that the share of trans identifying as a gender or other than male peaked at 6.8% of the student population in 2023 and has since fallen to 3.6% in 2025, effectively halving itself, according to one study. This is the steepest decline at the elite end of the spectrum, in the university arena. And it confirms that this trans self-deception, some would call it a delusion, was always going to be a luxury brief because it was spread through social contagion, through indoctrination, and by professors and institutions with their DEI. Now, interestingly, the Ivy League has led the way. Their reports of gender-bending trends show that the self-identification rate rose from 3% in 2021 to 7% in 2023, before dropping right back down to 3% in 2025. And furthermore, this decline of trans-identifying and non-binary-identifying students is not evidence of a long-touted trans genocide supposedly unleashed by Donald Trump and legions of Bible-thumping bigots like you and me. It simply confirms that anybody who's thinking logically, these queer identities were a fashion statement. That's why Facebook went from 2 to 50-something genders. Only a few years ago, one writer notes, first-year students were more likely than final-year students to describe themselves as queer. Now the reverse is true, and that's an indication of a shift in fashion. And the sexuality data tells a similar story. Since 2023, the share of students identifying as not heterosexual has dropped by around 10 percentage points. It seems that, as one writer puts it, straight is cool again. Tellingly, the percentage of lesbian and gay students has remained steady. They don't deny their gender. But what's falling away, what's dissolving, what's melting is queer, asexual, pansexual labels. They slipped from 15% in 2023 to just 8% this year. And while that is very good news, there is some very sad news indeed, and that is this. All these disfiguring surgeries are irreversible. These lives have been ruined by parents, medical doctors, the pharmaceutical association, and the culture. And these people are going to be very unhappy. They're going to commit suicide. They're going to commit acts of violence against Christians, as we've seen with the last few trans shooters. They're going to be miserable, and they're going to take it out on somebody. And this is the fallout from what we read about in the book of Romans, chapter 1, 18 to 32, where people suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They pretend they can be something they're not, something that they objectively are. They reject that sex, that gender, for some pretend condition, and it doesn't work. Professing to be wise, they become fools, and a fool always comes to a difficult end, whether it's misery, self-harm, or harming others. And it is for us to have compassion on these people, to grieve for their loss, to grieve for their misery, and if we can do so, share Christ with them. Point them to something bigger than this life, and that is eternal life in Jesus Christ. This may become dangerous. It is dangerous, but I believe that's what we're called to do. Well, I think I've said enough for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, like us wherever you listen on your platform. If you have questions, email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, may God bless you and God keep you.